He's going to have a stroke too.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Happy New Moon!
Pisces New Moon.
All that unctuous love and forgiveness. Oh, yeah. Very nice energy. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I have flowering going on here. We had a lot of rain yesterday and a lot of high wind today, but my daffodils are going crazy. My crocuses are trying to peek their little faces up. And my front trees are flowering here in Roanoke, Virginia. Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep. I love spring. I like all the seasons, actually. I love all the seasons for different reasons. But the spring on my property, all these things come up, and I moved here in 07. I don't have to do anything. They just come back and say, hi, here we are again.
You gotta love that.
Mm-hmm. You're much more of a garden person and stuff like that than I am, because I have earth in my chart, but do I appreciate it all? Absolutely. Okay, but I don't know. I don't know if I have enough time to do the maintenance. So, that's
where
that's
once at. You get it down, it's not too bad.
So, are you liking this new moon?
It's a beautiful new moon. You know, again, I have a Pisces moon, so I'm a little prejudiced towards Pisces moons in certain ways. I think they're a nice, soft moon. I think that they, you know, have a lot of optimism and hope. It's definitely a higher resonant one. And so, what I think is beautiful about this one is the conjunction of the sextile between Venus and the moon. I think it's a beautiful, nice little dance that they're doing right at this point in time to really, you know, get us back really the beauty of things, you know, such as you and your flowers. I think people are going to start to look more optimistically during this cycle at all the beauty that's around and what spring is doing. And I think spring is going to do its dance very dramatically this year because of the Mars in Aquarius. I think we're going to have some really beautiful colors this year. So watch for that and appreciate it because this cycle is going to bring it out.
I agree. Now, the other thing, because Jupiter's only in Taurus every 12 years, I think that the people that are now getting their gardens ready for fruits and vegetables and such, I think this is going to be a very fertile year in that regard as well.
That's a good thing.
And, yeah. And I love that, too, because, again, I mean, more and more people in my area, there's a lot of organic farms here. They have farmers markets everywhere. There's got to be six within 10 minutes from me here. And they come and they set up and stuff and they have their fruits and vegetables there for sale and everything. Then they have vendors that have like little jewelry, handmade crafts. That's one of the reasons I love about living here in Roanoke. It's very, I don't know, I guess family-oriented, you'd say. I mean, there are parks for children and dog parks everywhere in the city. It's crazy good. You know, it's a true community. It's in downs like any other community. But I have never lived in a place that had this much to offer for families as well as people that are just even on their own. They want to just go and pick up a few fruits and vegetables. They don't want to buy it like in bulk at, you know, Sam's Club or BJ's or whatever. And they can get good quality food that's grown and people talk to them about it and everything. And fresh eggs and stuff that are beautiful. That they even know the names of their chickens. Really, that's so funny. So it's just a different.
You know,
I'm so glad I moved here because I've never seen this in my life except here. Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, and, you know, it is definitely a different lifestyle. You know, when we all have unique lifestyles, and that's one of the things, of course, you know, I know now I live two lives.
Like, I get that.
You know, and here again, we all have our venues of what we love. And, you know, one of the things that I think a lot of people are going back to is more organics, more back to nature things. And I so think that's a lovely thing. You know, there are more chickens running around in people's yards than there ever have been. There's more personal beehives around than there ever have been. And there's way more home farmers that, you know, grow their own during the summer. And I think it's a lovely thing because we are now connecting with the energy of what we're eating and what we're doing. And we're really knowing where the source is from. A lot of times we don't know where our food is coming from. We live in a very busy society that goes, okay, we like this restaurant, we're going to go here. We like this place, we're going to go here. You have no connection to where that food came from. Except for
right.
eating it. And so here again, I like the vibrational energy of people taking and being proactive in their food, and I think this is a great year for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, as you know, Doug, long-term wonderful friend of mine, he has an estate farm. So he had sold off some of his property years and years ago. But he has an estate farm, and you wouldn't believe how much fruit and vegetables come out of that place because everything he plants is symbiotic with the next thing he plants. Unbelievable what he can do over there. So sometimes,
yeah,
because I have no knowledge, right? So he calls me city slicker. So I smile at him and say country bumpkin, and we just laugh.
And there you go.
Because when he needs help with the computer, he calls me.
And here you go. This is a multifaceted world, and that's one of the things that people can do. And, you know, it
yeah,
doesn't take
a lot
of
times he needs certain things for his garden, and I can help him by, you know, me getting on the computer. I can find him certain things that he requires to make that happen. And that's why, again, we're in the age of Aquarius now. Look at Pluto. We're all here to help each other. We're all here to use our unique gift to create a symposium of united care. And that's where it needs to be, you know? So he brings all the vegetables here, okay? And I make him the gourmet salad, okay?
That's very symbiotic.
Yes. And that's why I think and it's good. Like even people here in my neighborhood, especially when we're going through COVID, we had people didn't drive. They were on Social Security. I was making the food and bringing it to their door, you know, because I can. You know, why wouldn't you do it if you can, you know? And like you say, I'm so very aware of good food versus not so good food. Yep. Well, anyways, we've got a few people on hold. We can see what we can do for them tonight. I hope they're enjoying this new moon as much as you and I are.
Okay, how about we do that?
Okay. Hey, ladies.
Every code 203, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hey, Pat, how are you? I thought I recognized that voice.
I think a couple of weeks ago you said I had about 4 more weeks of things being difficult, and boy, they threw in a wallop this week. I'm literally brokenhearted because I feel like, once again, my relationship with my granddaughter, son, and daughter-in-law is pretty much ended. Simply, she has just shifted chiseled away more and more and more time for me to spend, less and less time for me to spend up there visiting. And I emailed if I could come up next weekend. You know, now it's down to a day drive, which is hard on me. She just changed that day's drive to saying, you know, her daughter really needs to have playtime on Sunday. You know, I mean, I offered to hang out with whatever schedule she had. Nothing works or is appeasing. And so she's chiseled it down now to me driving up there, probably doing a 3-4 hour round trip for just a few hours visit somewhere in a museum or something. And when that happened, I just knew this is over because I cannot accept this. And the years of really clearly annoyance with me, and, you know, she may do that with everyone, I don't know, but I have just let it fall off my shoulders continually and just been as pleasant and accommodating as I could, and I can't do it anymore, and I'm heartbroken. And I guess I kind of want to see what you see is ahead.
I think it's time that you're being liberated from certain responsibilities, and you have to recognize it as a liberation.
I know.
Is what I'm feeling, and yeah. I know it's hard, okay, because you know we have charts that are quite similar, okay?
Right.
Now, I had not had anyone around for me for many years, and over the last few years, now I have family that lives locally to me. One of my grandsons actually lives with me right now, and it was a very big change for me. But like you, I embraced it openly, and I've done my personal best, okay?
Right.
I know they're going to go on to new beginnings. I know this is not going to last forever, but I am prepared for that because I learned from my cradle. My mother raised all six of the children in my family to be independent. So they came to me because they needed my help, and I needed their company. And it was
right.
A great exchange of energy. But then when it's time to let it go, it's time to let it go, sweetheart.
I know, but you know what? I've been given basically nothing, and I do understand there's a freeing up of me, you know, caring so much and worrying so much for my son and wanting so much to have a closer relationship with my granddaughter. I know I need to let all that go, but I've had hardly anything with her, my granddaughter, and it was just getting established. She sent me 2 videos, and the tone in her voice when she said, "Grandma Pat, I have a loose tooth," and was just talking and talking, and I thought I finally reached a real connection with her. And I'm losing it.
And, Pat, it's not that you're losing it. It's changing its form. What you have is Mars is opposing your Pluto from your 5th house of children to your 11th house of being that grandmother, okay? It's rebalancing itself. And I say to you, there are other connections that you can have, you know, whether it be virtually or be common interests that you could get into. You know, again here, you're a vibey girl. You vibe into each and every individual, just like you do your granddaughter. You've got to know her a little bit. You've got to see the character that she is and who she is and a little bit of her personality. And here again, find something of common interest within that and communicate back to her. It doesn't have to be physically in person. It could be over the phone. It could be digitally. It could be all kinds of different ways. In this day and age, we have technology that's different. And it is about rebalancing it, okay? Doing a different relationship because you don't want to be around that negativity and you don't want to beg to have to see a family member.
Right.
That's insane. Okay,
right.
And it's all insulting. This is about you getting your integrity back. And it is
right.
About you being leader and going, okay, well, that's not working for me, so we're going to work it a different way because that's just not working for me. And walk away from that negativity. At this time, that's not your problem of why she's angry at you if she's not going to tell you. Okay?
Right.
Yep. Right.
Here, you've got to take and rebalance that situation. That's what it's calling you to do right now, to make that transformation and change. Use that Leo lioness energy. And we're coming up here shortly in the next month with a lot of fire coming at us. And I say, use that fire to ignite that Leo energy and really make that shift. Okay? And go, okay. It's okay. She has her issue, but I'm going to go this direction.
I know I have to do it. It's a loss. It's heartbreaking. I know I have to and will do it. I'm unsure. I'd really like to communicate in not a mean way, but the truth is going to sound mean, of her dismissal of me for 6 years.
And it's time you did a dismissal of her. Okay. Again, here I say take it a different way. No, I've done everything I can, so I'm going to turn it around another way. You know, this child is old enough to think on her own. Okay. So here again, I say, be the leader and go and do not let that suffering. You're the mom. Okay. And yeah, this is part of the mom's thing. This is the hard side of being a mom. Is you have to be able to pull your bootstraps up when they punch you so hard and go, no, we're going to do it this way because I'm the mom and I have to suck it up for that and not take that in and make it personal. It's their issue and we've got to move on through that. And it's that type of thing. Does that make sense? I'm not saying hold on to it by suck it up. I'm saying pull up your bootstraps. You've got the courage and you've got the ability to just move forward and take charge. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm just still unclear if I can speak my truth about how I was treated, because that's a huge part of me saying no more.
And no, it's not a huge part of your expression at this time. Your actions speak louder than your words right now. She doesn't want to hear you or listen to you. She's not going to. She's made up her mind, and you could say the sky is blue, and she would say you said it was purple, okay? It's not going to do any good to talk to her about this. It's just not, okay? This is not the time to speak out. What I'm saying is that change your actions, and everything else will change, okay? All you're going to do is cause more drama right now. Have faith. The time for you to speak will come. Okay, but it's not today. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Well, if I change my actions, I don't think she's even going to respond to that.
Again, I say, by you changing your actions, everything else will change. I'm not saying it's going to change overnight, but it will change. Okay, this is where you have to pull up your bootstraps and say, okay, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And I've got to set this plan in action and step along through all the crap that she's doing, okay, without letting you get hit with it. And the end result will be right. Okay, so here again, I say to you, it's all about rebalancing. It's all about that tightrope and making sure you stay balanced in you and not get caught up in the hurt and the suffering and the sorrow of this inappropriate behavior. That's where you'll succeed.
Okay.
Yeah. Depersonalize the issue.
Oh.
If you depersonalize the issue and realize it's her stuff and not yours, it may help you to relax a little bit in this process. I so agree with everything Jacqueline said. And we're behind you. You keep us posted. Don't bring yourself into grief right now. Okay? Bring yourself into separation and reorganization within yourself about how you need to be, as Jacqueline pointed out, the actions that you're going to take. Okay.
Can you can you see if my son is part of this as well or just going along with it? I mean, he may be living through her hostility towards me. You understand what I'm saying? Or he may be trying to bust.
And I'm going to say this, again, keep it simple. We're starting to go in the age of Aries right now as far as the sun is concerned. And I say keep it simple. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's him, her, or anybody else. It's the situation is, you change your actions, everything else will change. If your son has an issue, he needs to address that with you. Okay?
Right.
Things that you have to take a look at and go, no, we're going to keep it simple. This is my approach to this, and this is how I'm going, my strategy to get there. Because, again, you've got a period of time here where it's going to take before things are going to open up and be able to be communicated out properly.
Yeah.
We have to go to our next caller. If
Thank
you want to look at it more
Thank
detail
you.
With either me or Jacqueline, don't hesitate to call us. We can look at it in more detail when we have the time to do it for you, sweetheart, if you need us. Call
Thank
either
you.
One of us personally,
Thank
okay, and we'd
right.
help you.
Thank
okay?
you. I love you guys. Thank
right,
you so
God
much.
God bless you, sweetheart.
You always help.
God bless you.
God bless you both. You always help. Okay. Thanks.
All right, bye. It's a rough one, man. It's a rough one.
It's tough being a mom.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a great-grandmom now. So, yeah, but you know what? Most of the water under the bridge has been pretty smooth, I have to say. So I'm the lucky one. You ready for the next one?
Okay. I've seen a few ripples there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Air code 415, you're on air. Hi.
Hey, it's Jessica. How are you guys?
Hey,
great,
Jessica.
How are you?
I'm good. Very internal during this new moon. Yeah, sitting in silence for most of the day.
And out of the silence, what have you reaped?
Nothing yet. There's a lot of confusion and sort of I may be mourning a little bit of what I've been doing in an aspect of my business. So I'm just letting it go, just letting things be until some guidance comes.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, this new moon is forming some nice trines to your sun. And Neptune is still doing that too. Okay. And so you do have some trines and blessing lines to your son, which is great. And as these planets move into fire, which Jacqueline was just speaking about, then it's going to complement all your Leo stuff. So you are right. What's going to happen is your water and your fire are going to work together in a unique way over the next few weeks.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, February was incredible. What an amazing month. I felt so in my power. I was just really like, it was amazing. It was really a dream come true, like what was going on with my business, like just like moving forward with career. So what I'm wondering is, I'm curious what you're seeing in the love life sector, because like there's been guys floating around, but no one's right yet. I'm not feeling that. And it would be nice to have a little bit of activity going on somewhere else besides just focused on career. And there's been a lot of networking going on with like career, but like I want to actually like connect with business. Like I feel like I'm right on the like verge of that, and just kind of wondering what you're seeing with that too.
Okay, Jessica. It is about business right now, and things are blooming and things are changing in a heartbeat. It's a wonderful thing. I'm loving what's going on, and it's still going to continue for a bit longer as far as your work is concerned. Okay, there's new discoveries to be abound. And again, Venus is getting ready to go into your third house of community, again here where notoriety comes in and you get to have your business there. As well, and it's going to pass over Saturn, and so you've got plenty of time where this, over the next period of time, you're going to be noticed a whole heck of a lot more, because following that is Mars going into there. So over the next couple months, I'm going to say that is a great focus for you, because I'm looking towards May before your love life starts to heat up and before I would say anything of quality comes in. I think you're getting the rumbles right now and the itches right now, but I think you're ahead of the game. I think at this point in time, because of the planets, Sun, Moon, Saturn, all of these have been squaring your Jupiter. I say dream big, because that Jupiter's in your seventh house. Dream about, I want to be nurtured. I want this, and this is where I'm going with my love life. But I would say it's probably about, you know, a month and a half, 2 months away. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Are we looking at the same chart?
August 3rd, 1989?
No.
I am so sorry. We'll have to take this, Jessica, while I change Jessica's that I have here. You're not March. August
16.
I should have known that. Okay, so go ahead, Aphrodite, because forget everything I said.
I like what you
said. The only Jessica on my computer is born in July. I don't see her on here. Okay? So, all right. So, Jessica, give us both your birth data.
No, that's weird. Wait, so you guys both lost it? That's weird. I've been calling you guys forever.
No, 7/16.
Yeah. 7/16/77. And
gotcha.
The birthplace is New York City, New York, but I'm in Allentown,
that's the one I was looking at. That's the one I was looking at. I got you. Okay. All right. Okay. Because, again, it was interesting. So I'm like saying, wait a minute, what's she seeing here? Because I'm seeing your seventh house very different. I'm seeing other stuff. I'm like, okay, but what I told you at the beginning about your business right now, though, I am thinking it's going to be very, very good. Now, a couple things I want to tell you about romance. What are you doing socially? What are you doing to interact with people where you have, you know, both sexes available, everybody around you? How are you doing an introduce of self?
So what it has been has been related to business, but it's very social. Like, I've been networking a lot. Like, several times a week I network. And there's men and women there. And I like that because I like men who are good at business. So there's that.
Excellent. I like that. I like that for you. Now, I do agree with this. Now, your fifth house of romance, the cusp of that house is at 25 degrees of Taurus, okay? Now, because of that, Jupiter's going to be passing into that house this year, and all the other planets go in there at the end of April, okay? Actually, more towards the middle of May. But you're looking more at things going on in that sector more at that point. However, because the third house is about first meetings and working within your community, I'm going to encourage you to keep up what you've been doing, okay?
Yeah.
And you are looking at not attracting a wounded puppy. You're looking at finding another healer. That's where you need to be. Chiron is has been sitting on your south node, and the north node has been sitting on your south node. So this is a karmic equalization cycle. You want a relationship now that is like no other, correct?
Yes, 100%. You got it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you know what? Because it's opposing and attracting to your Pluto and your north node in your natal chart in your ninth house, you are looking for someone extremely metaphysical, okay? You want someone that's spiritual on more than one level, that is really walking that true walk of spirit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that's tell your guardian angel what you're looking for spiritually. I don't think you really care if he's tall or short or dark or has a beard or any of that stuff or how much money he makes, really. But I think that you want someone who can be a spiritual counterpart. And you have to realize that most of the angelics, they have never been in a body. But if you let them know the essence of what you're looking for as you go to these events in your community, you will be very surprised what shows up. Okay? That's my advice.
That's interesting. I mean, I'll go there and I'll kind of look around and feel the energy. Most of the people here are very devoid of spirituality.
You have to look for the one that doesn't look like they belong to that group. In other words, who is the person that's either standing off, observing, or not sure how to engage? If you look for that person that feels like you are, that they're not or maybe in the right spiritual place, you might find a one that's standing off to the side is the one that you want to speak to.
Mm-hmm. Or the one who's just shining, because that's what role I was taking in last month. Incredible. Like, I don't fit in there at all, but I, like, accepted that, and I'm like, I'm just going to shine. I'm not even trying to fit in here anymore. I'm just being myself.
Oh,
loud.
I love it.
I love it, too. It's very attractive. Like, I was very turned on by myself. I was like, oh, my God, I'm, like, just so attracted to you right now. Like, I was saying this to myself, which is the way it should be.
And so, again, I would continue. And like you say, have your psychic ears on, okay? Have your helpers with you when you go there and make sure that your eyes are open to perceive on that unique level that only you can, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
And what's the story
We want a birthday of a new guy next time you call in, but we have to go to the next caller because you're spending way too much time on each person tonight. We have to go.
Oh, okay. Jacqueline, you're going to have to give me the right reading next time. I'm curious
will. I'll give you next time. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It happens.
Okay.
It's technology.
All right. Okay.
God bless.
Later.
Sweet
Thank
night,
you.
Love.
Bless you, too. All right.
Okay. All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 630, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm trying to find out if you could give me direction in, like, a relocation. Not right now, but, like, let's say 6-7 months down the road.
Either one of us could do that for you, but we don't have time to do that on the air. What's your name?
Dionne, D-I-O-N-N-E.
D-I-O-N-N-E. You've called them before, haven't you?
Yes.
I thought so. Okay. Because that's a beautiful name. I always like it when you say it. Okay.
So where are you thinking about relocating to?
I don't know. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina right now, but I don't like it here at all.
Okay.
How long have you been in Asheville?
Like 6 months.
And what is your birthday?
December 5th, 1973.
Got it. You were born in Illinois initially, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you haven't been in Asheville long enough to be in the grid. It takes you 13 lunar months to reset your light body. You have to go through every full new moon, okay? And when I do a relocation chart, I actually don't use your natal. I don't even use your relocation. I use your progress chart because sometimes we outgrow where we are and we need to move on to fulfill our destiny, okay? And it takes a little time, a little research to do it, but both Jacqueline and I could help you with that with detail, and we could do a longer and better reading for you. Now, if you did make this change, where was the last place you lived for the last 13 consecutive months?
Wisconsin.
What city?
Lake Geneva.
Lake Geneva? Okay. Got it. See, when you were born, you had 5 degrees of Libra rising in Illinois, okay? And when you went to Wisconsin, you had 4 degrees of Libra rising. That's a big difference because all the planets are in different houses. And that's, you're still in that grid. Even though you've been in Asheville for 6 months, you're really not completely there. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. And again, if it's not a fit, it's not a fit. But usually when people relocate, the first year can be challenging or delicious. It can be a combination. But until they go through every cycle of the moon, they may not have seen all the facets of that habitation. So if I was going to relocate you, I would progress you in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and look at the places that you're considering. And I can send you a detailed report. Jacqueline knows a lot about the rulers of the states, the rulers of the cities, all that too. She's amazing, and she and I have the same software. So we could do that for you, and maybe send you some information electronically that can help you to use your own psychic stuff to see what you want to consider in a unique and specific way is what I'm going to suggest to you tonight.
Yeah, because I'm just tired of relocating and not liking the area, you know?
Right.
I don't know where my home is. Next time I move, I don't want to move again for like 20 years.
Right. And that's what we want to look at. If you want to look at what is going to sustain its scores, we want to know what city, what fixed stars are overhead. We want to know what is accessing your second house of your real estate, okay, and also your 10th house of your career and purpose, you know, because these things are important when you go somewhere and you really do want a homestead, okay? So I don't want to just give you like a soft, quick answer on this because I don't think that's fair to you, okay? But you should contact one of us, and we will help you look at this in more detail when we can spend the time that you probably need, because I can feel inside yourself you are feeling quite miserable. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
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 And like I said, either one of us could help you. That's what we're here for. That's why we do the show sometimes, because sometimes people maybe need a little bit more, and you get a chance to meet us and understand that we do take your life as personally as you do.
Okay.
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 Thank
now
you.
I'm gonna say, Dion, this is not the time to move again, and I know you don't want to hear that, but you haven't found the answer yet. The answer is going to be there, is what I am going to say. The Arabic part of fortune is coming back to the same placement as when you're born. There will be an aha moment as a result of that. It's a guardian angel. The answer will come, my friend. You're a nature-loving girl, okay, is what I'm going to say. And it's about time you start really looking at what kind of environment works for you. And if it isn't Asheville, maybe you're close. Maybe there's something similar to it. But this is a perfect time to dream, to look, to envision, to see.
Absolutely.
All these planets are going over and trining your Mercury. Envisioning things this year can bring this time period can bring a great revelation to you. So over the next few weeks, I want you to not be like, oh, I hate this place. I want you to be looking at, well, if it's not this place, maybe it's someplace else. Okay, I want you to do that because I think you can find something within this period of time that you'll really like. Okay?
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Good luck.
You're welcome. And,
you
know, keep the positive attitude that maybe this is just a stopover to your destiny.
I believe that. Thank you.
All right, girl.
Thank you.
You have a sweet night, sweetheart. Okay. All right.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye.
Alrighty then. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 201, you're on the air. Hello? Air code 201, you're on the air.
Hi.
Back on hold. Hi. Are you there?
This is Jackie. Yes, I'm here.
Hi,
I had you on mute.
I thought it was you. Okay.
I just had gotten interrupted while I was waiting.
Well, that's nice.
What? Not really. I was trying to meditate and stay away from other people so I could focus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what do you need from us tonight, darling?
How to deal with the energy that's going on right now. Between home and work, balancing that. That's it. What's going on in my chart? I need to know.
Well, all these planets in Pisces are opposing you have a conjunction in Virgo. Now, we don't have a time of birth on you, do we?
No.
No. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back here and I'm going to set you up at dawn, just because it works better for me psychically. But you've got some Virgo Pisces oppositions on going on right now. So I know you have more questions than answers, right? You're doing a lot of, like, over-analysis?
And that's not what I want to do, you know? It just seems that's what's happening.
Right.
Like, really.
And again, it is your time to go through this reevaluation, okay? So what you're trying to do is you're trying to get what you imagine and what you envision and bring it into reality, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And this is your time to do that, all right? So just know it. So you have both your Venus and your Mercury. They're combust in Sagittarius. When you were born, Mercury and Venus were so close together, you could not tell them apart with a high-powered telescope, dear, okay? And they are forming squares to the new moon tonight. And you called us. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. Because, again, you know you're not where you want to be, and you want to have more sense of freedom, more sense of adventure, more of adventure of lightheartedness, optimism, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to think
time.
For myself. I want to go on my right brain instead of always having to be in my left brain. I want to go out and garden as soon as the weather changes.
Nice.
Jackie, you're jumping ahead of the game. Okay. I got to tell you that. Okay. It's coming. Okay.
It's okay.
I forgot what I was talking about,
okay.
And I'm going to go into. There's all these going on, okay? And it's driving you crazy because they're like boxes. They hold you in a place and you can't seem to move forward, okay? So I understand your situation, okay? Because you're like a plow with that Capricorn sun. You want to move forward. You want to go, and that Sagittarius starts going nuts and overanalyzation in it. And so here again, what I say about it is, though, is right now your Pluto-Uranus connection is in trine to Jupiter and your natal Jupiter. You're almost at your Jupiter return, okay? So good things are coming as a result of that because, first of all, next month when the fire gets in the sky, it's going to be trining all of your fire planets, and you're going to start to feel more robust. And then, okay, all those squares go away from all the Pisces energy. And then it starts trekking through Taurus and starts trining your Mars, Uranus connection, and your Sun. So it's right around the corner. What I would be doing if I were you is planning and preparing. I'd say, okay, this is what I am going to do. I'd organize it into a list instead of running it over in your head. And once you've got it on a list, say, nope, I don't have to think about that now. That's done. And all I have to do is wait for time to come to that. The opportunity will come. And if you start this and start to release your head from some of these burdens by writing it down, you'll have an easier time to get to that point to where you start having these squares go away and you start getting trines to your stuff, okay?
Okay. Okay. Trying, tell you that much.
I'm sorry?
I said I am trying, I'll tell you that much.
Yep.
Yeah, but it
and yeah, and a lot of things are going to come to mind right now. I'm glad you're doing your reading and you're doing a meditation. I'm glad that you're going inward for your answers. Because, again, this is a time, as she said, to look at everything. And when that fire comes through, you'll have examined things in such a manner that when you decide to take a move forward, you're going to claim back your personal power. I agree with everything Jacqueline said. It was beautiful, by the way, Jacqueline. And so you're in that space right now, but you know what? These plants are always moving. And this is your time to go deep within and maybe release certain things that have been standing in your way also subconsciously with this new moon.
Okay.
Subconscious is very tricky. Okay. Sometimes we feel like, geez, I've been here before. Why am I doing it again, you know? But when you go deep within and you do your reading and you do meditations, you're bringing yourself maybe to a new truth at this time. So be looking for that new truth. Now, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
You keep us posted, sweetheart, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, many blessings to you, dear one.
Thank you, love.
Right.
Lovely.
All right. Lovely. Bye-bye. Life is complicated.
Right now, with Mars and Aquarius, pretty complicated for everybody.
Well, it's getting many. It's already on the cusp. Okay, we're almost there, Jacqueline.
I know. Not my favorite placement. Absolutely not my favorite placement.
I know this. I know this. Yes, the drama is just way too much.
Too much overstimulation.
All right. Let's take the next one. I think we have enough time. I have a feeling that this one's going to be also a little ambitious. Okay.
Okay.
Erica, 561, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, ladies. How did you know it's about work? You said ambitious. This is Stacy.
Stacy, I knew it was you.
Yeah, I wanted to put a follow-up with what's going on. Well, a couple of weeks ago... I got an interview. They hired me like on the spot. I started, but the pay is low and a couple of people that I don't like there. So I'm just kind of upset because you feel like you have to just get something in order to have something, but it kind of brings you down because you understand what I'm saying. I'm a good worker, but I just feel like, I got to tell you, it's like they kind of like, you understand, it's like really uncomfortable. But, I guess putting up with it because I got to put up with having a job. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to go to work tomorrow. And I'm just feeling awful,
Okay.
you know, and like the other day, you know, I didn't like the way I was talked to, and I said, you know, I said something back because I'm not going to tolerate it, you know, being talked to like that, you know, especially when you're doing your job, you're doing your job good, and I'm like, you understand, it's just that the respect isn't there, and I'm thinking, well, do I deserve this because I took a job that's paying peanuts, basically.
Hmm. Well, is it a full-time job, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, aren't you a Capricorn?
Yes.
Okay. So I got...
The day after Christmas.
I got a Leo here, and I got a Sag. I usually can find you right away. I don't know why I'm having trouble tonight, but give me your birthday again, Stace.
December 26, 67.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
I knew it was really early Capricorn. Okay. Thank you.
Well, I've taken a look at your chart, Stacey. Okay. So I'll start this time. And I understand. This time period, you have quite a few squares to that Capricorn energy that are just really going to be challenging you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But say is put your best foot forward, okay? Because when you have a job, you're capable of getting another job in a better manner. And so what I'm saying is note this is temporary because I think something else may come along, and I would keep my eyes open for something else. Again, in this day and age, there's a lot of offensive people out there. I'm going to tell you that, okay?
Yeah, you know, it's very upsetting because, you know, the guy next to me is really nice, and he's like, I'd love to meet you to meet one of my friends. Let's all go out. And it's like, I don't want to socialize with anybody there because you don't know who's friends, and I don't like a couple of the people. And I kind of said something, you know, I don't appreciate being talked to a certain way, you know. This was somebody else, you know. And it's just, you know, I said something because you can't, you know, you're there every day doing your job, doing a really good job, and, you know.
And here again, it is about.
And there's a lot of turnover. There's a lot of turnover there, from what I gather. So now I understand why.
And
right.
Here again, it is about using this as a springboard to something else. And it's about energy, putting energy into people who are not worth any of your time. Is what the challenge is here. People are offensive during this period of time, and it is about, nope, I'm only going to be here a certain period of time, and it's not my job, duty, responsibility, nor obligation to fix this crazy person. So
yep.
I am going to avoid that person and stay in my lane and do my business until I find something different. Okay, you do put out your best foot forward always. That your career is crucially important to who you are. So this is a reason why you're so down on it, because you aren't where you want to be yet. And I say one foot in front of the other. Things are shifting and changing. And I say this is a stepping stone to where you need to go. Use it as a stepping stone and step back. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree with you. Yep. And now you have a job, okay? Let's look at things realistically. Let's stop for a minute. You do have a job right now, so you are at least making some money, okay? So now you have the opportunity to look into other opportunities to replace what you have. In other words, at least you're bringing something in right now. So when you're not working, you spend that time applying yourself to something different. In other words, you're going to be working two jobs simultaneously. You're going to be just doing this to get the paycheck for now, and then you're going to look into something that's a much better fit for you. Okay? And because, again, nobody wants to practice being miserable, okay? And you don't want to practice being miserable anymore, Stace, okay? So, again, it's going to be okay. The Pisces energies that are moving through right now on your third house, you do want something local, correct?
Yes, that's the only reason.
Okay. And you wanted to work in person, not remotely. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the Pisces plants are moving through your third house in Boca, where you live now,
mm-hmm.
and Venus is on its way in there, and then Mars is going to be coming in 2 weeks. So, again, use your imagination, your spirituality, your computer, and look for another opportunity. Keep working this job because you are making the paycheck, and try not to take everything that's going on around you so personally, because that's not working and it's not helping you, okay?
No, it's making me
realize
too.
It's their problem and not yours. And just be the professional, get yourself in and out the door, and keep looking for something better.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be okay. This is just a small stopover to your destiny. But take advantage of at least some income coming in right now, and look into something that's a much better fit. Okay?
Did you ever hear of this? Like, people like this way at jobs to treat people? You know, it's an awful feeling.
Well, corporate America is not kind, I can tell you that, you know. And so, again, you have to be careful. But for right now, it's at least sustaining you in the physical until you can find something that's more of the dream job. Do you agree with me, Jacqueline?
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. So at least you've got a stopover until your next step. At least you're making a little bit of money. So just be thankful for that part, okay? And, again, just don't get into an altercation. If people are trying to get a reaction from you, don't give it to them.
No, I just, like, come in, do the job. I'm basically, during lunch, I'm just going to my car. I'm just not, you know, where anyone could be because it's like, you know, even though some people would be nice, a couple of bad apples make it bad for everybody. So I'm just,
right.
you know, treating it like, exactly.
Yep. And no, it's just a stopover right now to get you through, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But then now you know what you don't want. The reason you have to remember about an interview, they're interviewing you, but you're interviewing them. You're going to spend 40 hours of your week somewhere.
But, you know, it's
and you
funny.
Need to be, now at least you're employed enough so you can be a little bit more selective about the next mm-hmm. opportunity. You took this because you were kind of desperate, too. So I don't know mm-hmm. if you were using all your good psychic stuff to make the determination to take the job, but at least you've got the job. Okay?
Yeah.
So now look for something
least,
better.
And you know what? At least when I leave it, I'm going to basically tell them that I left it because I don't like to be treated like the way I was treated. At least I'll have a reason to say I'm leaving.
Right.
You know?
But make sure you're hired somewhere else first because you don't need to do that dialogue now. Okay?
No,
right now,
no,
you do have a job and you are employed, and it's easier for you to find a new job when you are currently employed, which right now you are.
Mm-hmm.
But we're about to go off the air, hon, but we're behind you, so just do what you can and keep us posted and start to really look for something and use your inner visionary self, okay?
Yeah, you said this is a challenging time, right?
Yes, but you're going to meet the challenge successfully, honey. You're a freaking Capricorn. You'll do it, okay?
I know.
All right, babe. Well, you have a sweet night, okay?
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure speaking to you both. I feel better because I'm just,
all right,
you know, it just
you,
ruins
honey.
Your, it, yeah, it just ruins, like, your esteem because I already put the other jobs behind me, like, that they didn't tell
right.
me that,
that's okay,
you know, they were closing and this one.
Don't
yeah.
take it so much to heart, but we got to go, okay? All right.
Thank
God bless, sweetheart.
Thank you. Right, God bless you both. Thank you.
Bye-bye, honey. Love you. Bye. You need to tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
Oh, they can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite Norris.
Have a good week.
Have a great week. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. Many blessings to all. Have a sweet night. Happy New Moon.
Good night.
Bye.
Happy New Moon.